This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. As always, it is presented by Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Brandon Legal Group buys the first foursome in virtually every Todd Wright Tour tournament the last 3 years. I spent some time with Brandon Legal Group at Pin Chasers a few weeks ago. I spent some time with Brandon Legal Group on the golf course within the last couple of weeks. I had some communication with Sean from Brandon Legal Group about some other things that are not necessarily business related, just because of the connection that I have made over the past 3 years with Brandon Legal Group. I support them. They support me. Just keep this in mind, that they are a full service law firm. And while there are a number of law firms in the greater Tampa Bay area that I'm sure are good at what they do, they clearly make a big deal out of what they specialize in. You need not ask that question if you are considering Brandon Legal Group. They are a full service law firm. So whatever your legal issue is, you can call them for a free consult and they'll take it from there. 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. I mentioned Pin Chasers. Now, Pin Chasers is closed temporarily. I told Anthony Peroni that, at which time he told me not to, would he mind me still talking about him? And he just said, well, we're halting all of our marketing and promotion. And I said, no, you don't have to pay for anything. I said, we have a relationship here. You've supported me. I support you. And he said, hey, that's fine. So just remember Pin Chasers. And I want you to remember them and know them, at which time we can all go bowling again, for group outings, birthday parties, cyber bowling, league play, late night specials, the breakfast bowl, cheap date night. Look, I've been on the golf course virtually every day because my back, my hips, and my legs are freaking killing me. And it's getting hot out there already. I mean, by the time we can go to Pin Chasers again, you're going to be thinking, I need to get out of the heat. You're going to want to get out of your homes, but you're going to want to get out of the heat. And then that summer, you know, rainy season will come in the afternoon, and Pin Chasers has you covered. Indoors, away from the heat, away from the rain. Just don't forget about them, because I'm not forgetting about them. Three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Anthony Peroni and Pin Chasers going on year 61. They just celebrated their 60th anniversary last year. Thank you very much, Anthony. Also, at various times in my Todd Wright Toddcast, I will make reference to some of the other businesses that support Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments and have just been good to me, especially in the hospitality industry. Some are not open at all. Some remain open for takeout or delivery. And there are varying reasons that go into, I guess, some tried to do the takeout and delivery and maybe it just didn't work for them. And for others, they're making it go. So in supporting some of the area restaurants that have always been good to me in the past, I have visited Metro Diner on West Kennedy Boulevard multiple times in the last couple of weeks. I've talked to both Denny and Mike, two separate general managers at Papa John's locations that are close to me. Mike, obviously a big supporter of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They continue to get things done and actually have an even increased workload in the pizza delivery business. Also, let me mention Burger Culture. It's a big orange truck that I used to chase down around Tampa, and then they got a permanent spot in the Harley Davidson parking lot on Northdale Mabry, which is what the people behind Burger Culture wanted. They actually said, you know, if you're in the food truck business, finding a permanent spot to be is what you want, even though it's a truck on wheels, because everybody knows where you are. And they've been there for a while now, and they're open later than most places. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I went up there late Saturday night, and it was fantastic. Good job, Gabe. Quality remains high. Just do a search on Burger Culture Truck or Burger Culture Tampa, and you will find it. And I'll mention other places as well that are open that I give business to or have supported me. I'm not sure of everybody at this point. I hope I don't have enough time to acknowledge all the ones that are open, but who knows? But I did want to mention a few that I have been supportive of. I've always been a big takeout person because I can't cook, because I've never been married. many wonder why I even have an oven and a stove. I occasionally heat something up on the burners, not in the oven itself. I've never cooked anything inside the oven. Never. The closest I've ever come to using it was I had female company coming over, and I went to get some pizza and then had some other things to do. And rather than reheat the pizza after she arrived, I thought, I think you can just put a pizza in the box in a warm oven, and it keeps it warm so it doesn't get cold. So I Googled the whole, what's the temperature, how do you do it, where would the box combust? It all worked out. In my entire time since I've been a homeowner, that's the only time I've opened the door and used the oven. Now, there have been other people in my home who have used the oven who know what they're doing. That's it for me. Did I just get your mind off some of this shit going on in the world with my futility in the kitchen as a lifelong bachelor? Well, then I accomplished my goal. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. My social media is on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. And on Instagram, where I am most active, it is at ToddWright2020. I keep putting off doing the sports arguments that I told you I would do, just because there's enough other things that I don't want to add to your mental anguish over what is going on. I told you I'd want to be a distraction, and that's what I'm trying to do. Now, one of the scenarios, and just hear me out through the scenarios, and then there's something good, is that there's a chance that there will be no high school nor college football in the fall. This was actually brought up to me by someone who I respect and have used as a source of information on one of those sports for many years. Now, let's just drop the facade here. Sorry, I don't care about high school football. I don't. I didn't really care about it that much when I was in high school. I don't watch it, and it's just nothing I'm interested in. Sorry to offend some of you with that, but I'm sure there are things that I like you also have no interest in, and I respect that. Now, college football is something that I watch, although as I've talked about here on the Todd Wright Toddcast, in the last year, I have really cut back on my college football watching because I only want to watch games that matter. That's it. And that literally is maybe less than 10 teams. I only want to watch the best of the best. That's it. I don't see any reason why I would be watching non-Power 5 football, much in the way of Pac-12 football. Why? What significance does that have for the college football playoff? It doesn't. So I only watch the games with the best teams. The NFL has pressed on with free agency as scheduled, starting the new league year as scheduled, and while modifying the style of the event, they are also pressing on with the National Football League draft in late April. So we have three examples where the NFL each time said, let's go. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. we're going to do this. They do catch a break because, unlike virtually every other sport, they were done with active games before we had our issues in the United States. They got it right. The Super Bowl was early February, and that's it. And then we're done. So it's a little bit different. However, there have been some that have been critical that the NFL just didn't shut everything down the way other sports did. I kind of get it. I don't think there was any harm done by doing free agency, by starting the new league year. Perhaps world events led to the players, granted by all of 60 votes, ratifying the new collective bargaining agreement. And while it won't be an event in the Bellagio fountains with a boat and all these people on Las Vegas Boulevard, the draft goes on. They're going to do it, and the NFL is proceeding business as usual. So, what if there's no high school football and there's no college football, but the NFL says, we're good to go? Now, there could be a lot of different layers to that with how they play the games, where they play the games, if they play the games in front of anybody, or just make it a television event. With no high school nor college football in this scenario, it's fair to wonder if the NFL would just spread completely out. And instead of working around Fridays and Saturdays, which they actually have to do, other than late in the season, once college football has sort of gone on their hiatus between the end of the regular season and the start of the bowl games, would the NFL play Thursday night, Friday night, all day Saturday, all night Saturday, do its thing on Sunday, and play one or two games every Monday night? Remember, they usually open with a Monday night doubleheader. So just one scenario, I sat down and thought about it, that if the NFL had no competition and the blessing of the powers that be to play this year only on Fridays and Saturdays, how it might look. There's enough complaints about Thursday games where I don't think they'd double deck it. They'd still just have the one Thursday game. And it's already been sold that way as one Thursday game. On Friday, you could have two. You could have two games on Friday. You could have a 7 o'clock start on the East Coast. You could have a 10:15 start in the Pacific time zone and fill the Friday. What about on Saturday? You could go with a very similar model to what college football goes with, playing games as early as 12 noon in Eastern time zones, or in some cases Central time zones, then get another game going at roughly 3:30. The SEC on CBS has lived in that time slot for many years. Then you get your start of the evening window, 7 o'clock-ish, 7:30. And then you do another late game, just like we talked about on Friday, that starts out west at, say, 7:30 p.m. local time. So that's four windows on Saturday. And I'm just saying one game per window. let's say they only play one game on Monday night, kind of bookend, say, all right, so teams don't complain that they're out of their routine and they're playing all these different days. Look, college football teams figure this out too. June Jones, Fresno State, a lot of them were like, yep, you just tell us, ESPN, when you want us to play. We'll play. We'll take the exposure. We'll figure it out. That would leave 8 games for Sunday. So let's work backwards. The Sunday night game. Maybe 1 or 2 games in the 4 o'clock window. There have been some recent 4 o'clock windows that have only had 2 games. NFL Network just earlier tonight was re-airing a Patriots-Cowboys game. I remember there was only one other game against it, and it's the game where none of the networks ever want, the Tennessee-Jacksonville game. That was the game, that was the alternate game to Patriots-Cowboys. It was literally shown in Nashville and Jacksonville, and that's it. And it was the backup game in case the power went out at Foxborough Stadium. That's it. So you could do 2 4 o'clock games and then still have 5 games in the 1 o'clock window where you traditionally have most of the action and you could still justify a red zone champ. Now, in that scenario, would you just adore something like that? Because you don't have any other football available. I'm not going to clutter this possibility with, well, what if the NBA is still playing? Or what's going on with hockey? Or when is the Masters going to be played? I have no idea. Well, I have some idea on the Masters, but I'll save that for now. I'm just talking about football because that's the sport that so many of you and me love dearly. It's either our number one or it's in the top 2 or 3. So if there was no high school football and no college football because there's a scholastic and student element involved for whatever reason, but the NFL finds a way to go because it's a business, would you want the game spread out over 5 days every week? In some form like I laid it out, you'd have a Thursday night game. You'd have a game or two on Friday. You'd have as many as 4 games on Saturday. You'd still have your Monday night game. Maybe you get a Monday night doubleheader. And then you'd still have Sunday night football, couple of 4 o'clock games, one of those being a big game, and then maybe a handful of games. So where there would be less games would be Sunday at 1, but I still think the Red Zone channel having 4, 5, 6 games to show at once is still it's still plenty. I watch more Red Zone from 1 to 4-ish than I do one team from 1 to 4-ish or one game. I don't see why the NFL wouldn't spread out. People would want it. It would fill the void left by the lack of student athletes at the high school or the college level being permitted to play at all in that scenario. And it would only be, hopefully, a 1-year thing, but why wouldn't the NFL take advantage of it and give us more exclusive windows for their games and cover the entire weekend? Do you find any argument against it? I can't come up with one. Just something to think about because compared to the other sports, the NFL right now is the only one, and there's been 3 examples so far that says they're really serious about moving on and doing whatever they can to keep things going. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Remember, when you are in need of legal assistance, call for a free consult. They are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. And I always thank Pin Chasers for their support of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments and the Todd Wright Toddcast. Pin Chasers is temporarily closed. Do not forget about them, because at which time we are all going out to do various things, Pin Chasers will be the same great destination it's always been for so many reasons, with three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area to serve you. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.